Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. You can email me questions at bruce@bruceallen.com. You can follow me at Twitter, at Bruce Allen. This week, we have a special guest in studio, Bob and Suzanne McCullough. You already met Bob McCullough in segment two, and now you're going to meet his beautiful wife, Suzanne. Suzanne Herrera McCullough, who went to UCLA and while still in school, found herself working in the production department at Universal City Studios. By the way, from what Bob told me, you were quite an attraction yourself at the studios, and he had quite a job competing with all those other studio execs of caliber and status to win your attention. So he remembers that very well. Well, I'm just adding that, by the way, just to totally embarrass the two of you.
No work was ever done in that tower when she was on lunch break.
Well, that's what I gather. From what Bob described, it was quite a scene.
Hot pants.
That was the day. Pacific Southwest, yes. Anyway, she caught the acting bug, no surprise, and was soon a member of the SAG. She studied with Lee Strasberg, and she led the life of a Hollywood actress for several years. She's now a member of the Writers Guild of America, continues developing projects in both film and television while working with Bob on their new website, wherehollywoodhides.com. Welcome to the show, Suzanne.
Hi, Bruce.
And welcome back, Bob.
Greetings.
Now, before I forget, I usually ask at the end of every segment, I did not ask you, Bob, so you can answer this, the two of you. Where can our listeners find you if they want to have any interaction?
Well, at wherehollywoodhides.com.
Is there a place, a feedback or comment place?
There's a comment place. They can send me a direct email, bob@wherehollywoodhides.com or info@wherehollywoodhides.com.
Okay, Suzanne, do you have any private emails you want to share publicly?
I do not.
So you could be reached at the same place.
Absolutely. It's a great website.
Okay, let's talk about marriage. You guys have been married 31 years.
32.
32?
But who's counting?
Who's counting?
You guys never get it right.
No, I actually get it right. My wife doesn't remember date of when we met or any of that. So I actually remember that stuff. It's weird. But that's my second wife. My first wife, I probably couldn't remember.
I heard on a prior episode, you were married right around Christmas, too.
Yeah, December 27th.
We're married December 22nd.
That's right.
I love how we had to hesitate for a
while. Well, you know, it only comes around once a year.
Okay, well, you've already shared, Bob, the secret of marriage. Suzanne, do you want to add any of your words of wisdom? Especially, really, and this is serious, a Hollywood marriage. You were an actress. You were hot, gorgeous, and heavy. Heavily successful. Bob was hot, gorgeous, and heavily successful. You had kids. You had careers. You have all this competition for your attention. Yet you stayed together lovingly. Because I met you 20 years ago.
A long time ago.
Big amount of love going on there. And I see exactly the same thing right here in studio. Which is
it was called lust, Bruce.
Okay. Is it still lust?
Kind of.
Oh, okay. You had to hesitate
now,
there.
Now and then.
Okay, good,
now,
good.
Now and then.
Okay, but it's, is it deeper love?
Oh, absolutely. I think the key for us, honestly, was we both got married kind of late in life and for our generation.
Really?
I was in my late 20s. Bob was in his early 30s. We met at a showbiz place at Universal Studios because neither one of our lives was a high profile, meaning paparazzis and all that interference. Mm-hmm. And the key, I think, for us was we moved to Santa Barbara early on in life. So we got away from the glitz. We used to work there, and then we used to come to Santa Barbara on the weekends.
When I met Bob, he had a very interesting lifestyle, and we talked about it in the an earlier segment. And I got such a kick out of it. I don't know if you want to be, if you're going to be embarrassed to talk about.
I'm not sure where you're going with this. But
of course you are. The limo.
Oh, the limo.
Okay.
Oh, that was so embarrassing.
Oh,
yeah.
I just loved it.
But
do
wait,
you want to share it?
That was a working tool.
No, and it was, the way you explained it to me, I thought it was one of the smartest things I'd ever heard.
Well, because we had moved to Santa Barbara to kind of get away from the commitment aspect of being around for weekends and parties and all that kind of distractions, the 90-minute drive into work every day, as well as coming back home, that was 3 hours a day that could be wasted. And so the limousine provided me the ability to do work while traveling. So
now, remember, this was early cell phone days at the very least.
Oh, the cell phone was the size of
a phone book. Yeah, okay, so very limited use.
And no real fax machine.
No real fax machines. Right. So no computers or laptops. So as you described it to me, and let's make this a little clearer. Let's see if I remember correctly.
Sure.
You bought a limo.
True.
You bought a used, like, 2-year-old limo that was high quality, but not, you didn't spend a fortune. Beautiful. And you hired a driver who was basically on a part-time basis available, but or sort of full-time.
No, he was an hourly guy.
That, I was an hourly
guy.
He was
a local Santa Barbara guy.
And you came into town 3 to 5 times a week.
Right.
Okay.
Mostly. And when you and I were shooting, it was every day.
Obviously. Well, I know. So when things were in production, it was every day. But sure. When things weren't, it was as needed.
Right.
And those 3 hours were productive hours in which you wrote.
I was either writing or reading or watching dailies on a VCR I had set up in the back of the car. So I tried to make the best possible use of the time.
And when Bob actually laid it out for me, I thought, this is just smart. On the surface, it seems a little bit too much.
Superficial?
Yes. And I think you probably had judgments along the way from people about that when you'd show up in your limo.
I don't
limo.
Think it helped us at Disney, I'll put it that way.
he's referring to the fact that we did that show we talked about, Tag Team, at Disney. Anyway, I remember that very fondly.
It was a big source of embarrassment, if you recall, for our kids when I would get up early and take them to school in the limo.
You know, in those days, we didn't even think about that. We were just both so busy, and we wanted right. to raise a family, and he wanted to be with them as much as possible. So
if he got 3 hours of work done rather than wasting it commuting,
exactly.
he got 3 hours
exactly.
more time with his family.
Exactly. But now we hear about it all the time.
Yeah. Well, it's a fun memory for me because it goes along with my I'm not coming up with the word, but my image of Bob McCullough.
Oh, great.
My sense of
oh,
this the persona.
Well, I hope
of Bob
today's
McCullough.
Image is something else that will stick
no,
with you.
My image was always, you know, like I said in segment 2, my image was always positive.
But you know, you have to keep something in mind also, and it's kudos to Bob. Most Hollywood producers and writers, if they did live in Santa Barbara, they would spend the whole week in LA and come home on the weekends.
Right.
And
right.
he wanted to come home every single evening. So that's what the limo enabled him to do. So he put a lot of miles on that limo. He came home every night.
Well,
the boys saw him. They saw him for breakfast, and he took him to school.
Well, I think
so
we saw the product of other people who didn't do that, and those marriages simply didn't last.
Also, he heard about the pool man in Montecito.
right.
Do you remember that story?
Who was very hunky.
Yeah,
exactly.
I can imagine.
Exactly.
I actually made a movie when I was at ABC about the pool man. And it starred Mark Harmon.
Oh, perfect.
You know, very young Mark Harmon.
Sure.
And it was about, and I think Kirstie Alley was
I
in
think
it.
He was servicing our pool, and that's why I wanted to come home every night.
So I think that's one of the reasons why our marriage worked for so many years, because even though we were in show business, he went above and beyond, as well as I did, to keep the marriage together and to be decent, if
well,
not
here, here's a
good
statistic
parents.
For you. Of the 32 years we've been married, the only nights we haven't been together are the nights that I took the boys on surfing trips. Otherwise,
okay.
we have never been apart.
I got one more for you.
Okay.
My parents were married for 66 years.
Uh-huh.
The only nights they were ever apart in 66 years was when one or the other was in the hospital.
Wow.
Perfect. Well, that's commitment, and
wow.
I think that's what it takes.
And my father had lunch with my mother every day.
Well, I'm jealous. I can't manage to do that.
Yeah. He chose to put his office at a location close to home primarily so he could have lunch with his beloved wife.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's a beautiful story.
You're going to make me cry.
Well, hopefully
I can. That's good stuff.
It is good stuff. They were together 73 years, married 66, and every Father's Day and Mother's Day, of course, I can't help but think about them.
Of course.
They're now both gone.
Of course.
And you talk about modeling. You have both modeled beautiful marriages to your kids, but most of our friends that we all know are not modeling the kind of marriage that both you've modeled or my parents modeled to me. And I'm now on a second marriage, so I'm not obviously going to live up to what my parents did. But you actually can do that.
Well, I think if you set aside your personal ego and have a couple's ego, that may be part of the dynamic.
I completely agree as long as I get my way. On that note, again, where can our listeners find the two of you?
WhereHollywoodHides.com.
Okay, Bob, where is that again?
At wherehollywoodhides.com. They can reach me at info@wherehollywoodhides.com, and hope people will take a listen to our iTunes podcast. We try to make that on a regular basis. How you accomplish this on a weekly basis is beyond impressive to me.
Okay, but what is the name of the podcast?
Where Hollywood Hides.
Okay, and you can find it on iTunes?
Absolutely.
Okie dokie. Thank
nice
you very
seeing
much.
Nice seeing you, Bruce.
What?
Nice seeing you.
Oh, it was a joy. A very great joy. We'll be back with some closing remarks after these messages.
No. What did they do? Just when everything looks so dark, you've got to accentuate the positive. Eliminate the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.